Gonna trade my wheelbarrow, baby, for a homeless child. He ain't gonna cry, suffer, baby, for the longest.
Only Mike while. Would even think to look up to see if there were songs about a wheelbarrow.
Who knew? Somebody wrote a song about a wheelbarrow.
Now, for a lot of listeners, Corona isn't more than anything but a beverage. They had no idea it was a tool manufacturer. If you've never done any kind of yard work or been into like a Horizon or a Ewing landscape shop, Corona means nothing to you other than a little lime and the commercials where you always see the toes against the beach.
Yeah.
But for those in the trade, Corona is a very, very handy tool. And traditionally, you tie a lot of clippers and pruners and things that chop to Corona. I was at, I was at Sprinkler World getting some parts, and I looked over and said, that is an interesting wheelbarrow. I was blown away that it was made by Corona, so I called our contact over in Corona, California, Chris Sabrizi, to come and talk to us about a very slight, I mean, you look at the picture, and unless you pay attention, you don't even really notice that what's different about it. But it's quite a clever invention. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Was this your brainchild?
You know, I wish I could take the credit for it, but no, it wasn't.
So the traditional wheelbarrow, you've got two handles and a wheel. So does yours. Talk about that one addition on the front that makes it special.
Well, the really cool thing that the Easy Lifter does is it has a fulcrum on it. And a fulcrum is maybe just a fancy word for a prop, and it's designed to shift a lot of the weight of the payload to kind of rest on that prop, so you're using less energy.
In the past, you had the frame of the wheelbarrow go out, and usually a little, and it was wood, and then a metal bar. And when you'd lift it up, you'd have to get to that metal bar, and then you'd have to push all the weight in the wheelbarrow over that metal bar. This is basically a roll cage on the front of the wheelbarrow, so all the weight is off. That over-the-lift hump you have to do is now gone.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about just the traditional wheelbarrow design, all the weight is focused on that tiny little wheel. And if you're having to hold it, if you're hauling a really heavy load, you're having to balance and hold all of that weight onto that one little wheel. And it can be a lot for, you know, any gardener or professional to haul that kind of weight and to deal with that. So that fulcrum takes a lot of that weight off of that load so that it's much easier to deal with and handle.
And then I know there's not really a statistic that says, all right, so in a traditional wheelbarrow, 100 pounds, you've got to lift 80 pounds to get it dumped. With an easy lift, you're now lifting about 50 pounds to get rid of that 100-pound load. What is the weight reduction on that?
So, okay, well, we haven't done any really scientific research into this, but here's what we found out, that when you lift a wheelbarrow approximately 8 degrees, that the frame of that wheelbarrow with this fulcrum is going to rest on that point, and that's what's going to make it easier to continue to lift and just roll the load over that the roll cage, if you want to call it that. But so in our research, we found that a 70-pound load is reduced to about 45 pounds at 8 degrees. So that's quite a significant shift in weight that you're not having to manage.
Very cool. And y'all introduced this onto the market. It was actually been around a little longer than I thought.
Yeah, it came out in spring of 2012.
A little behind the times on that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's quickly become a customer favorite.
And you've got a new, an additional feature for storage with it as well.
Yeah, there's actually some cool features with that. The handles will remove and kind of store on the frame itself. So that means if you're trying to haul it in a truck, you don't have to deal with the extra long handles and trying to make room for it. It's pretty compact when it's stored. And then, you know, there's a couple other things that it's got you can add a second wheel, and that really does an incredible job for if you're hauling something heavy, you're not balancing it on that one wheel. You now have two wheels, and it makes a big difference. And you can also get it with a flat free tire option, which I don't know about you, but every time I go to use a wheelbarrow, the tires are always flat.
That's
the first thing I do is change the tires out.
go get a solid rubber tire. Yeah. Forget the airless one.
Yeah. So, I mean, that really helps.
And the cost and location where you could pick one of these up?
Cost, I think, is going to vary depending on your location. I know from Kelowna that the retail price is about $300. But, I mean, it is a good investment for a contractor. I mean, they're going to have it forever. And, I mean, you can definitely find them at Area Horizons, Ewing, or Site One. And there's also some independent places that might have them, like Reams Sprinkler, Imperial Sprinkler, some places like that. So, I mean, you just kind of have to check and see what's available.
Yet another one of those inventions. You just think, gosh, that was so simple. Why didn't we think of that earlier? And why wasn't it me that thought of it? Chris, we appreciate your time calling in from Corona, California, talking about the Easy Lift Wheelbarrow. Get on the line now. We'll come back to calls.
Timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.